SeatGeek is your number one place to get the best seats for all your sporting events. We have a special promo code for everyone out there. It's a $20 rebate on tickets. So you download the free SeatGeek app, you go to the settings tab, and click add a promo code. You enter the promo code TAKE, and SeatGeek will send you $20 once you've made your first ticket purchase. So it's SeatGeek app, promo code TAKE. Go out, get the best tickets, get the best prices to all the greatest events. You got baseball season coming up. I know WrestleMania is Sunday. Final Four, NBA and NHL playoffs are coming up. SeatGeek is the place. Let's roll. Welcome to Pardon My Take. It is Wednesday, March 30th, our last March show, and I have some bad news. We were supposed to have Donald Trump on the show tonight, and PFT blew it.
He canceled. He canceled on us. What can I say?
What? So to back up here, you are currently in Milwaukee. There was a debate. Was there a debate tonight? What was going on tonight?
It was a town hall, so it wasn't really a debate as much as it was just like a series of three candidates getting on stage and then basically saying the same things over and over again.
Got it. Politics.
So yeah, love politics it. As usual. And
that's
I wanted
a real political thing. Like just keep saying the same thing and hope that you can just crush people over their head with it enough that they'll go and like be robots and walk around and repeat it. And then you'll win the election.
Right. So I wanted to interview Donald Trump tonight, as I have numerous times in the past. And there were a couple misunderstandings that went down, like the CNN handler that brought me in and put me in my seat apparently didn't know that I was going to be drinking Fireball during the debate. And that's frowned upon,
now,
apparently.
Okay. So, all right. So let's back up here, because I think people don't realize that you actually do – drink too much.
Yeah, no, like I do. I'm a fucking degenerate alcoholic.
Yes, when no, you are. Like I think people think that you're like that you are joking when you say that you're at the NFL draft or you're at a debate and you're getting drunk. But I've seen it in person. You actually are getting drunk when you say you're getting drunk.
I believe in a little something called the First Amendment, Dan. And one of the things that's expressly written in that is freedom of the press. And so going along with that, I feel like it's my constitutional duty to be drunk when I'm attending these things like presidential debates. If I'm interviewing Ben Carson about baby Hitler, if I'm talking to Donald Trump about whether or not he's a Muslim because he doesn't drink, I'm very serious about that. And so, yeah, today I got into the Republican town hall. It wasn't a debate. But it was a town hall, and I got in credentialed as a photographer. And so the thing about getting credentialed as a photographer is they like for you to have an actual camera if you get in.
Makes
that
sense.
Credential.
That seems like it's step one of photography is to have the camera, like hold on to the camera.
Right. So I rolled in with an iPhone, which has a camera on it last time that
camera.
I checked.
Very nice camera, too. HD. Don't know if you know that.
I even went the further step, and I selected HDR on when I was taking the pictures. So it was, like, high-quality
stuff.
So
it takes, like, the double, and you're confused why you have a million pictures? Yeah.
Takes the double, fills up my phone's memory bank. And so I was doing that, and I got in, and I took pictures. Well, Ted Cruz was on stage. I was in the audience for that. And then my handler, my CNN lady, came up to me and she was like, hey, can't help but notice that you don't actually have a camera and you have a photographer's credential. And the whole reason that I got a photographer's credential for this town hall was because they didn't actually credential the press to get in because it's a very small building. And so it was tough to get in the first place. And the fact that I was not looking the part kind of stood out a little bit. And then the fact that I was drinking plastic shots of Fireball during the town hall. That kind of raised a couple red flags, I think.
Can I say your mistake? You should have gone with a disposable camera.
That would have been nice.
That's actually one of those ones you got to talk to the big guy over here. He's got a couple ideas every now and then that are not so bad. All right, let's move on to some Matt Harvey talk. Matt Harvey, it was a big to-do on Twitter, and ESPN had a bunch of stories. Apparently, he had a bladder infection, which right off the bat, I'm taking his man card for that because I did not know that guys could get bladder infections. I thought that was only a woman thing. I know that sounds ignorant, but that's kind of what the man card's for, is like when you feel scared by your own ignorance, you just got to take the man card. So I'm taking Matt Harvey's man card. Yeah. I'm taking his man card before as a reflex here to defend myself. But apparently he had a bladder infection because he didn't pee often enough. And then he started getting blood clots and peeing blood. So basically, he didn't go to the bathroom enough, and like his body just kind of, I guess he was holding it in so long, almost like, I don't even understand. I don't understand that. I actually don't understand that.
The first thing I did when I heard about this story was I let my dog outside to pee because I don't want my dog getting blood clots. So it's a little bit of a takeaway for all of us that own dogs. But then I also thought
to myself, don't even know if that's possible, but yeah, I agree.
Yeah. Then I thought to myself, well, what are the long-term ramifications of a big news story about a major league pitcher that doesn't pee enough? And I thought, well, this upcoming SAT season, you're probably going to see a big uptick in the overall scores on SATs. Because there are going to be a lot more guys that are going to be like, hey, I have to go pee and then go cheat in the bathroom. So
can you even cheat on the SATs? I feel like that's one of those tests you can't cheat on.
You can go into the bathroom and then you talk to your buddy and you're like, hey, what's the Pythagorean theorem again? And your buddy's like, I don't know. And you're like, yeah, I don't know either, whatever. And then you go back. But I think you might see a small uptick in the scores.
It's more than anything. You have to now think, what else is Matt Harvey doing? Because this is such a basic function, okay? This is such a basic thing. He just going to the bathroom when you have to go to the bathroom. That's what we're talking about. So with that being in play, like, is Matt Harvey going to the bathroom when he has to go to the bathroom? Now everything else that Matt Harvey does, you have to question. You have to be like, is Matt Harvey sleeping at night? Like, maybe he's just not sleeping. Maybe he's not eating. Maybe he's not drinking any water whatsoever. The fact that he can't like control his own bowels means that he can't be trusted in any other aspect of his life. So, yeah, if I'm the Mets, I'm like, this is a big problem. Can't pee. He can't pee at the right time. That's ridiculous.
I'm not a doctor, but I don't think that the bowels include your urethra. I think the bowels are about shitting. But I understand where you're coming from. Like right now, I kind of have to pee a little bit, and I'm thinking about just kind of ditching this podcast and making you take over the next like 30 seconds so that I can go pee, because like what this has done for me, it's made me terrified to ever hold my pee in ever again. I can deal with kidney stones, but blood clots in my bladder, that seems a bit out of bounds to me.
PodcastOne.com is proud to be the nation's largest ad-supported network, providing you over 200 of your favorite shows with limited commercial interruption. And guess what?
What?
Now, we're going to give you even more.
No. Yes.
That's right. For less than the cost of a dozen Krispy Kremes, you can now fill your face with Podcast One Premium, our newest edition, which gives you access to exclusive commercial-free interviews from big names like Seth Rogen, Bryan Cranston, Charles Barkley, Vince Vaughn, Mark Wahlberg, Steph Curry, and more.
Amazing!
Plus original content from our biggest shows, not available anywhere else on the planet. That's not all. Unlimited access to over 3,000 archives, a chance to ask your favorite host anything you want, and possibly even meet them.
Wow.
So now you can have it both ways. Listen like you always have and spend a little cash supporting our sponsors.
Yes, thank you.
Or spend even less and get a whole lot more with Podcast One Premium. The choice is yours. Sign up for premium now at PodcastOne.com.
All right, last one I wanted to get to real quick. Kyrie Irving. So Kyrie Irving got cheated on for the entire internet to see. The entire internet saw that Kyrie Irving's girlfriend cheated on him. His girlfriend then went and attempted suicide, went to the hospital, Instagrammed a picture from the hospital to let everyone know that she attempted suicide, flipped the whole script on her. What is Kyrie Irving's next play? Because it's a very slippery slope here. You can't get mad at someone for attempting suicide. He got cheated on. I actually said the only thing that he could do is maybe just hospitalize himself and have a hospital off and just be like, oh, you're in the hospital, so am I, to make her come and give him help. So I don't know if you have any thoughts for what Kyrie Irving can do.
Well, I think going on the IR for a little bit would be a good move. Like, as we always say on the show, go seek treatment, right? Seek treatment for having a girlfriend that attempted suicide. Do you know how she attempted?
We don't know.
My big takeaway from this is never get a hand tattoo. Because you can get away with a lot of stuff if you just like wear a hoodie over your head. But when your hands are exposed and you've got like tattoos on your knuckles, that is, that's a pretty big signifier of who it is perpetrating this stuff. So I feel bad for Kyrie, but I think all this can be cured with just him hitting the town with J.R. Smith for a couple nights. He's got the best teammate possible on his end to go out and have him try to rebound. So I think that's what he's got to do, is just, move on, let her go. If it was meant, then she'll come back to him. Basically, Kyrie needs to read a lot of AIM away messages and profiles from the early 2000s, and that's where he's going to find all the best advice for him.
I'll also say this, Kyrie Irving, if you go to Duke, you're a guy who gets cheated on. That feels like a Duke thing that happens. If Kyrie Irving had gone to North Carolina or Kentucky or Kansas, I don't think he gets cheated on. I just think the Duke is a very – guys who go to Duke get cheated on. That's just kind of something that goes hand in hand. So that's a little bit on you, Kyrie, for picking Duke here.
I also say that if you date somebody who on Instagram has over like 20,000 followers, you're pretty much asking to get cheated on too.
Yeah, that's also a fair rule.
Because in her mind, the only thing that matters to her is – taking a picture of something that's going to get a lot of likes. So if Ja Rule walks into her life, guess what? She's going to end up giving him a blowjob and take a picture of him afterwards. That's just kind of the life that you choose when you choose to date an Instagram model.
All right, let's do – do you have your Lisa ad?
I do have my Lisa.
No chance you're going to be able to do your Lisa ad. Let's hear your Lisa ad.
Well, let me tell you what. The bed that – What's the girl's name? Kyrie's girlfriend?
I don't know.
The bed that she was on was not a Lisa mattress, because Lisa mattresses do not tolerate infidelity. That's my favorite part about them. So if you're dating a girl and you want to make sure that she stays faithful, get her a Lisa mattress. It's like the Tom Shoes or Warby Parker for mattresses. They've done away with the awkward mattress showroom experience that we've all suffered through by creating a luxury mattress that is ordered completely online, and they ship for free to your doorstep, compressed in a box the size of a mini fridge. Like, I'm done having something – I'm done having furniture delivered to my house that isn't compressed in a 4x8 cardboard box. They have a 10-inch mattress that comes in all sizes, and it's crafted with three unique foam layers, including 2 inches of memory foam and 2 inches of a really cool latex-like foam called a Vena TM, and it's perforated to keep you as cool as the other side of the pillow. The Lisa mattress is 100% made in the U.S., and it ships for free to anywhere in the U.S. and Canada. So if you're Ted Cruz and you've got a lot of side pieces and you don't know if you're going to be banging in the U.S. or if you're going to be banging in Toronto, get yourself a Lisa mattress. That's all you got to do. They give you 100 nights to try your mattress risk-free, and for every 10 they sell, they donate one to a shelter. So go to leesa.com/pardonmytake, and then you enter promo code pardonmytake, and you get $75 off. It's a screaming good deal.
I think you did okay. You had a few drinks, and I think you did okay.
I've had a lot of drinks.
We know. We now have Stacey King from the Chicago Bulls. A quick note. Stacey was gracious enough to come on. I don't think he wanted me to ask him questions about Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen's dick size. I did anyway. So I appreciate Stacey sticking it out with me and giving me a shot to at least ask those questions. So here's Stacey King from the Chicago Bulls.
Hello.
Hey, Stacey, can you hear me again?
Yeah, man, what y'all doing, man? Y'all broadcasting from a closet? What are y'all doing?
All right, we are now joined by the voice of the Chicago Bulls, the one and only Stacey King. He is a legend in Chicago. Stacey, thank you for joining me. I'm going to start from the top. Are the Bulls back?
You know what? It's one game at a time. I mean, it's tough to get excited about. You know, they needed to win tonight. You know, they needed to win last night. They didn't come up, came up short. So, you know, it's come down to now every game is kind of like a playoff scenario. You know, you can't overlook any teams. You just got to take care of business. And, you know, hopefully that's the mindset that they're going to take into Houston on Thursday. One game at a time. We can't worry about Saturday until you get done with Thursday.
If Michael Jordan was on this Bulls team, how many guys would he have already knocked out?
No, it wouldn't have been like that because our team would be totally different. So
that's true.
You can't compare. It's tough to compare eras and teams. Our team was constructed totally different than this team is constructed. So, you know, Jerry Krause and Phil Jackson and, you know, from that aspect, two totally different entities, man. Two totally different entities.
All right, let's go from something a little lighter. If Taj somehow gets traded, how heartbroken would you be? Because I know Taj is your guy, and I know your favorite calls are probably Taj Gibson calls. So have you even let that kind of creep into your brain that Taj might get traded in the offseason?
No, because you know what? I mean, listen, I played this game. You know, everybody's tradable. You know, it's not like, you know, some guys, you know, when you're a broadcaster, you never played in the NBA. I played in the NBA. I've been traded. So it happens. It's a business. I didn't like to see Kirk go, but, you know, it's a business. And you still have relationships with these guys. I still have relationships with every guy that, since I've been doing this, that are on different teams. They come up, say hello, James Johnson, Kyle Korver, you know, any, you know, DJ Augustine. I mean, guys respect you. You respect them. And you hate to see them go. But you understand this is a business. And, you know, so I would hate to see Joakim Noah go. I would hate to see Taj go. But I also understand it's a business.
You have to admit, though, Kirk Heinrich getting traded like every few years just so he can come back to the United Center and have a tribute video, you know, done by you, too, is pretty awesome, right?
No one likes to be traded, bro. I mean, it's, you know, he's got a family. You know, he's not like he's 18. You know, he's got established roots in Chicago. He's got little kids. You know, it's tough. It's tough to be traded, especially to a team you want to be on. You know, there's a reason why he comes back here. He loves Chicago, loves the fans, and, you know, he loves the city of Chicago. And it's tough to see, you know, it's tough for a guy like that towards the end of his career to have to move and relocate his young family. And it's tough. And so, you know, we've all been through that. You know, we've all had to relocate our family. So, it's tough, so I understand what he's going through. But he's a great guy. He'll be a Bull, always be recognized as a great Bulls player, and people respect him for all what he's brought to Chicago.
Yep, absolutely. All right, let's talk about something a little bit more lighthearted here than the Bulls and how depressing they are. You are an Oklahoma legend. Your Sooners are in the Final Four. Buddy Hield, there's a two-part question. You think they can take it all? Because obviously North Carolina's been playing well. And do you think Buddy Hield is going to be pro? You know, what would be his what would be a guy who we could, you know, we could say his scream is going to be like when he comes to the NBA?
Well, his game reminds me of Michael Redd, the Ohio State player who had a very nice NBA career until he got hurt with a knee injury. Was a big-time scorer. About 6'4", 6'5", you know, unorthodox, could shoot it from anywhere. He kind of reminds me of Michael Redd. I think he's going to be a great pro. I think, you know, The one thing about, you know, when you start trying to, you know, put these kids in where they're going to figure out where they're going to be in the pro game, what team, it all matters what team they go to. You know, you got to go to a team that he needs to go to a team that needs him, that he's going to be able to play right away, not just sit on the bench for 2 or 3 years and you know, just watch, you know, from the bench or go to the D League and play up and down. He needs to go somewhere where he can play. And in this game, with the way the game has changed now, you know, it's all about shooting. I mean, you know, everybody wants the next, you know, Steph Curry. Everybody wants the next, you know, Golden State type of team where, you know, they're running up and down, firing it up, and you know, caution to the wind. And Buddy's that type of guy. I mean, they got a shot to win it all. You know, they're gonna have a tough Villanova team. This is they beat Villanova this year earlier, I think by 20.
Killed them.
20
plus. Killed them, yeah.
So, but that was early in the season. And Villanova's a totally different team than what they faced early in the year. They were still trying to figure themselves out. Oklahoma had a little bit more of a veteran team that played together. So, you know, that was an advantage for the Sooners. But, you know, if OU goes in there with the mindset like, hey, you know, we already beat the team by 25, and you start overlooking them by trying to, you know, well, North Carolina is going to play Syracuse, you know, and so you're overlooking Villanova, your butt might be going home on Saturday.
Yep, absolutely. All right, I'm going to end with how we end every interview. It's a simple game that we call questions I'm going to ask that you don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask anyway. So you don't have to answer this. I'm going to ask it, though. The Jordan story with Madonna. Is it true that Jordan was a little jealous of Pippen because Pippen was more well-endowed than
him? Nah, man, I ain't getting no questions. No, I'm not getting that, man. That's TMZ stuff, bro.
Why? Come on. That's what people want to know.
Hey, listen, man, I don't give out that information, man. You ask me basketball questions, I'll ask them, but I'm not answering.
What's the best Jordan story you have that maybe people haven't heard before?
Oh man, I don't even know, man. You just got me after a game, bro. I don't even think about Jordan right now. Be honest with you, I'm hungry right now. You got me. I'm missing dinner. I got some people downstairs waiting for me.
All right, we'll let you go. I appreciate your time, Stacey. Rest up. I heard you got your voice a little hoarse, so rest up. We need you on Saturday night. Let's hopefully the Bulls will get in the playoffs. It's not looking so great, but who knows? The crazier things have happened, right?
Sounds good, man. You got to be good, and good luck on your show.
All right. Thanks so much, Stacey. Appreciate it.
All right. Peace out.
Okay. Bye.
Something tells me Stacey King is not going to return to Part of My Take. He's not going to be
He's a one-and-done guy. He's
not going to be
King
a Mark
is a one-and-done guy. Yeah, he's going to be a one-and-done guy. That's okay, though. We you know, not Part of My Take isn't for everyone. That's fine. I appreciate Stacey coming on. He was very nice to come on. And Stacey's interview was brought to us by BetDSI.com. BetDSI.com is your number one place for all your betting needs. You enter promo code TAKE10 and you'll get a $10 free play. We got the games on Saturday, which I will say this. I'm going to give you a free tip right here. Houston is a very, very bad shooting stadium. Very bad. I sound like Trump right now. Very, very bad. It's in the Big Dome, the Reliant Energy Center, whatever the hell it's called. I think it went 7-1 unders last year when they played a part of the tournament there. So
is
take
that why
the
I
unders.
Suck so bad when I shoot outside, like at an outdoor
yes.
court, because there's no wall behind me?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, good
That's
to know.
Exactly why. So take the unders, go to betdsi.com, put in promo code TAKE10, $10 free play, parlay both those unders, you're off and running, betdsi.com, promo code TAKE10. All right, let's get to the segments. Let's start with a new segment. I got a new segment for us. It's called Talking Soccer. I feel like regular ESPN, radio shows, all across the country, no one talks soccer. And it's bullshit. Because there are a lot of footy fans out there. I bet you there's a lot of footy fans that listen to Pardon My Take. And they probably want to hear a little soccer. So this is Talking Soccer. We will catch you up on whatever's going on in the soccer world, whatever big games are happening. And here's Talking Soccer. The U.S. won 4-0 tonight against Guatemala.
The lads strapped their boots on, and they went out there on the pitch, and they did what they needed to do. They put it far enough away where Guatemala couldn't score an equalizer and beat them 4-0. Great job.
And that's talking soccer. Parental advisory time. I'm actually really pumped for this. We got some really good ones tonight.
The first one I've got is from Ilian. And Ilian has a take from his mother, talking about Matt Harvey, actually. His mother says, they said it was a medical issue unrelated to baseball. I figured it was either holding in his bladder or maybe it was herpes. So Ilian's mom thinks maybe herpes might be in the equation.
Yeah, that's actually a common thread because we have something from Evan Binder, 33. His dad wrote, Harvey had a blood clot in his bladder, which he passed and is now fine. He was having pain pissing. We used to call that the clap. Guess he will use a condom from now on. So I think that's a common thread that, like, a lot of the adults around the world right now are thinking Matt Harvey has some kind of STD. And they just want their voices heard. I have some really good ones, though. The first one I have is from Jack Murphy. This is about Seton Hall. Jack's mom said, you're missing the thugs beat Xavier. And Jack replied, why are you using the word thug so much? She said, because the Villanova girls call Seton Hall and Providence thugs because they are. Jack replied, they're not. And she said, it was a Seton Hall player that punched Archie Diacono when he was down. That's a thug. Then she gave an actual definition of the word thug to be a violent person. So I want to give a shout out to this mom because I know a lot of people say thug when they just want to use the N-word, but she actually means thug. Like, she's actually saying they're thugs just because they fight people.
Right. Like, Christian Laettner could have been considered a thug.
Yes. So that's like, I don't even understand how a mom would get to the point of using the it's so mom to use the thug word and not have it mean the N-word and, like, be very genuine about it. So I really appreciate her bringing back thug and not having it try to be like a cape for racial slurs.
Absolutely. I think that white people need to take back the word thug.
Yeah. There we go. That's something we got to start hating Tom Izzo and take back the word thug. This one is from Coach Jones on Twitter. It's actually from the Super Bowl. It's quick. It's short and to the point. Cam Newton is a pussy. It might be a different game if he goes after that fumble. And then the next text is, dab this, Cam. That's a guy who I wish was on Twitter. Like, that's a dad who he just missed his calling to be like a really good Twitter egg.
I just think that dads in general should have Twitter accounts where they only follow their sons and just do nothing but just tweet to their children. I think that's what needs to happen.
I will say this. My dad will always text me. I got to save a couple of these. He had Juan Uribe on his fantasy team like 15 years ago. And every time Juan Uribe gets like a home run anywhere, any team, anytime, he texts me. He's like, Juan Uribe, one of the most underrated players of all time. It's like, well, he's like 50 now, and he's not that good. But he'll like get so excited. So unless
my dad does that every time Bob Hurley's in the news. He texts me, such a shame that Bob Hurley wasn't able to make it in the NBA because of that car accident. Like, I get one to twice a year, usually in March. But yeah, I totally hear you on that front.
Just you get one guy and you just stick with him. It doesn't even matter. It has nothing to do with your team. It has nothing to do with anything. It's just Juan Uribe. He's just wherever Juan Uribe goes, my dad will have one eye on him at all times. all right, this is the last one I got. Jay Stiz wrote, his dad said, the Chicago Bulls have been able to not fucking play. How many bullshit injuries does it take for these assholes of general managers to figure out the coach and all areas of management suck? Fire them all. Pro basketball sucks anyway. I wish I could be paid to say I'm not working for some shit reason. Get paid and suffer no consequences for my action. Hold on. Jay wrote back, Foreman and Paxton are idiots. His dad wrote back, I think that in the Shane McMahon against Undertaker match, somehow Sting is going to interfere so Shane wins. Look at the last Facebook message I sent to you. This dad might win, like, a Hall of Fame dad trophy. Going from going from NBA players are lazy and awful to talking about WrestleMania spoilers all in one text thread. I'm jealous that this is not my dad. I'll say that out loud.
So when you get a text from your dad and he's dropping like all sorts of cuss words on you, like you can't, you want to respond back to him with like equally vulgar language, but you never do. You're just like, this is my dad blown off steam. I got to pretend like I'm the bigger man in the situation and be the son who's like, I don't know what all these cuss words mean, dad. You know, like even if you're 30 years old and your dad's like, fuck these motherfuckers, lazy shitbags. You're like, that's interesting, dad. Thank you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You can't ever get on the same level as your dad.
So that dad might be my favorite dad of all time. To be able to just effortlessly go back and forth between that kind of hot take in the NBA and then to WrestleMania. That's a Hall of Fame dad. I'll say it right now. That's a Hall of Fame dad. All right. So here's the last segment. It's called Explain It to Hank. Basically, the premise is Hank has something on his mind. He needs explaining. So he's going to throw it out there, and we're going to do our best to explain it to him. We have never heard this. It could be anything from the simplest, you know, Hank wants to know how a stop sign works, to how does a man go on the moon. So it's everything that and anything Hank wants explained, we will do our best to explain it to us. So, Hank, what is on your mind right now?
All right, so today I was getting a couple Gatorades at my CVS. Paid for two Gatorades. We got a receipt that was probably like 4 feet long. So I'm just kind of curious, like, what's the deal with receipts and why do you need them? Because I've never saved one receipt in my life.
Ooh.
So the reason why you get a long receipt is because if it's your CVS, if it's your local grocery store, they want to load up the back end of your receipts with all the advertisements that they sell. So if you're in Massachusetts, I'd imagine that they'd sell ads to Dunkin' Donuts and like a rim store probably and some sort of racist club. And so they need to print out a big ass long receipt to give to you so that they can justify the fact that they're charging these other companies money to put the put their logos on the back of your receipts.
As for receipts in general, they exist because you used to have to be able to take, you know, like actually remember what, you know, what you bought and like checkbooks and all that crap. Now I don't know why they exist. There's no reason for, have you ever, I always tell the person to throw my receipt away and they get like slightly offended when I'm just like, just toss it. I actually had like a standoff with the woman in Walgreens the other day. I bought a couple iPhone chargers and she's like, do you want your receipt? And I said, no, toss it. She says, well, you know, you can't return electronics without a receipt. And I said, I don't care. Toss it. I don't want the stupid receipt. And I got home and the chargers didn't work. So that one's on me.
Yeah. You ever go shopping at a weird place and you just swipe your card and then 30 minutes later you have an email in your inbox that has the receipt on it entirely and you had no idea that you were like checking out at a place that used an electronic like square thing that was connected to email
yes,
services.
Yes.
I had that today at lunch. I bought a fucking sandwich and then like 2 hours later I had an email saying, here's your receipt for your sandwich. And I didn't give them my email address. And I was very concerned about that.
So Hank, to be honest, we really didn't explain receipts at all, but I agree with you. Receipts are stupid. How long was your receipt, Hank?
It's pretty long. I mean, I kind of wanted them explained. That was,
why do you now, Hank? Do you actually take your receipt? Like you hold on to your receipt?
No, I throw it away every time.
Yeah, you got to tell them to throw it away.
Yeah, but well, sometimes they ask. If they ask, I say no. But if they just give it to me, I just throw it in the bag and then it goes away.
The other thing is sometimes they try to brag about how much money they saved you. So did you shop at a store where you had a like discount card or anything like that?
No, I mean CVS, like you just say you don't have a CVS card and they just swipe one for you every time, no matter what.
So here's actually something that I've learned recently is if you go to a CVS or really any grocery store that has a rewards program and they ask you to enter in your phone number, if you don't have the rewards program there and you type in 867-5309, you know, the Jenny number.
Yes.
That will usually get you a discount because people don't want to give their actual number. So they do the local area code and then the Jenny number, and then you can usually save like a little life hack. 50%. Yeah,
that was a life hack. Wow. All right, I'm going to end it with the Magic tweet, my favorite Magic tweet from the last 24 hours. Really sad. He wrote, "I thought last season was bad because it was the worst in Lakers history. It looks like this season will be the worst in Lakers history." All right, that's the show. It was a pretty disjointed show, I'm not going to lie. It was not our best show. You can't do any shows more drunk anymore.
Fuck you.
I'm serious. Yeah.
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.